I learned English when I was 4 years old, and I found it different from Chinese language. At the very beginning, I feel it's interesting. Well, with the age, my experience of English become difficult. I felt the part of them is different. So for me now, English is a necessary language, but it's a little difficult.
And what about reading? Do you have some memorable reading experiences in English?
Yeah. It's a homework. Why in primary school and secondary school, reading in English, I think it's interesting. Well, some words I don't know, some words I have to check the dictionary. It's a way of explaining my words, I think.
And when you check the dictionary, do you use a printed dictionary or an electronic one?
Electronic one.
Is that an app in your phone? Or?
Just like this. Yeah, phone or computer. Yeah.
Okay. And what about when you read? Do you like to read books on your phone or electronic devices, or you like printed books?
I prefer printed books. I think it's more leisure. Make me feel pleasure.
And tell me something. Your secondary education was in China. Primary education was also on the mainland. But you're doing university in Hong Kong and using English in Hong Kong. What did you find was different when you started using English in Hong Kong compared to the mainland?
Well, in mainland, most people speak Chinese, and English is a necessary subject, but not a language. Well, in Hong Kong, we use English almost daily life. So in Hong Kong, it's a true language. Well, in mainland, it's more like a subject.
And did you have any challenges communicating with Hong Kong people when you were speaking in English?
Yeah, because I think my English is a little poor. So when I come to Hong Kong at the very beginning, I'm a little afraid of speaking English. And just little words but not sentence.
And how about now?
How about now? Just okay. And I can't. Well, I can understand others, and they can also understand my meaning. I think that's enough.